So I'm here with Liz Turner in Melbourne, Australia. And Liz is part of ongoing actions and campaigns around housing. Liz, would you be able to introduce a little bit what you've been doing in housing and what's been going on in Melbourne?
Yep, sure. The group that I'm part of is called The City's Ours, and it's a relatively new direct action housing group that is active in lots of different kinds of housing issues. So we've just recently updated the Melbourne Squatters Guide, and we'll be soon in a position to be giving advice and information to squatters and prospective squatters. As well as that, though, we're also involved with direct actions such as just banner drops, very simple awareness raising, paste ups and graffiti runs around town about housing issues, and in particularly in Melbourne at the moment there is a rental crisis where rents are just at exorbitant prices, higher than they've ever been before compared to wages and employment levels. But one of the most recent things we've done is been involved with a rooming house campaign. And in Melbourne, rooming houses is a particularly serious housing issue. And there was a guy who was made homeless when his rooming house closed, and he wanted to take action and actually got himself in the local paper and called for a tent city direct action to happen on the council lawns at the Moreland City Council, which is in the kind of semi-trendy suburb of Brunswick. And so we helped him out with that, painted some banners, provided some tents, organised for Food Not Bombs to come down. So there's a whole lot of different things that we do, but it's all kind of under the guise of doing direct action housing stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there's a bit of a rental crisis that's been going on in Melbourne. Is this a new thing that's been happening in Melbourne, or is this something that's been going on for a while?
It's been going on for a while. The extent of it just keeps getting worse and worse, though. So it will be a major issue in the public eye every now and then. And then because it's a constant issue, it's now just hit the point of normality in terms of public awareness and in terms of people's minds. So while everyone is affected by this and everyone knows someone or has themselves a horror story about excessive rent and, you know, landlords who won't do repairs because the housing market is so tight, it's still something that is not going away, and that there really is a need for a lot of like large scale direct action around this stuff at the moment. And that's basically why our group formed, because we saw that there was a gap there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the situation at the moment is that Melbourne's population is increasing really rapidly at the moment, and so it's kind of a systemic problem, because in terms of land development, the government is quite slow to release new tracts of land and to approve developments to happen. But then on the other hand, you've got greedy developers and people who own large tracts of land where they are planning to build, but they just get caught up in speculation and they just like to sit on that land and wait until the price increases of that land, and then they'll take action in some form. So, I mean, that's something that I think is a problem in a lot of the developed world. Something I'm sure in London speculation, lots of parts in Europe speculation is a major problem and a major reason why people squat, like it's a justification for it.
So, And what effects has this housing crisis had on squatting in Melbourne?
It's a bit hard to gauge. Squatting in Melbourne is, it's not a particularly widespread practice at all. And, you know, on the one hand, you've got people who squat out of necessity who you would just never really hear about unless, you know, they call the tenants' union advice line or something like that, or they end up in some kind of legal trouble. And then you've got people who do it out of choice for like political reasons, and those people, I guess there's not a lot of cohesion between those people in the same way that there is in London. So there's not a big social support network and a big scene around it in Melbourne in the same way that there is in London. So in terms of gauging the impact of the rental crisis on squatting, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously it would have led to more squatting, but in terms of having like first-hand accounts of how and where and that kind of thing, it's too hard to say because the information's just not there. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're hoping to do with our website and with our telephone advice line as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this group that's been set up called The City Is Ours.
Yeah.
What sort of demographic is that comprised of? Are the people involved in that predominantly from a squatting background, or is it from, you know, people that are renting as well, people that own properties, or what are the kinds of people that are involved with it?
There's no property owners involved with it. The core group of activists who are involved are, I guess, between the ages of 26 and 43. There's a couple of parents involved. I guess it's like even gender split, and there'll be a couple of people from overseas. So one guy who's been active in US squatting and Canadian squatting scenes, and another guy who's been active in Holland squatting scenes as well. So that's the kind of demographic. But as well as that, there's also a recognition that the crisis in housing at the moment it's not just about looking after squatters and encouraging people to squat, although obviously that is an important part of what we do, but also recognising that the housing crisis, it's quite particular in this city. Therefore, if we're going to have a direct action group, it has to be responsive. We have to engage with rooming house issues, and we have to engage with issues about renters who are having repairs issues where their landlord won't fix things. And so I guess because the need is varied, mm-hmm. then what we do would also be varied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there a lot of crossover between what the City Is Ours is doing and, say, the kinds of work that's engaged in by institutions such as the Tenants Union or different kinds of rental associations and things like that?
Yeah, we do have a tenants union in Melbourne, and they actually give their details for the City Is Ours, the squatters guide that's on our website, and their telephone advice that we give. So the tenants union, they operate a telephone advice service, but their brief is to basically only give advice to tenants mm-hmm. under the Residential Tenancies Act legislation. So in that sense, they can't give advice about squatters, and that's because they're not informed themselves about what squatters' rights are, and they're not funded to do so either. So they do pass that on to us. That's really the only formal arrangement that's there. And in terms of links with other groups, yeah, I mean, we are a relatively new group. We formed in May Day this year. We had our first action. So that's only been two, three months that it's been functional. But the actions we've been having, that we have had people from different social welfare groups coming along, and we're making links with groups in that. And what we hope to offer those groups is, we can offer direct action activity if they're wanting to do campaigns that are more, I guess, mainstream or whatever. So we certainly, we're not like a I'm a better anarchist than you kind of approach, where we'll be down on different kinds of social reform or whatever. Like the situation in Melbourne, I guess it's it's a pretty, like, the population here, most people are pretty kind of social democratically inclined, so there's not like a massive amount of sympathy in the public eye for hardcore anarchistic, actions on a constant basis. So we'd be, we're more than happy to work with other groups in a pretty open way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And has there been a long history of direct action around housing in Melbourne or in Australia more broadly? Like, is that something that is a common sort of or recurrent theme here?
At different times, yes. In the 30s and 40s, there was a very strong movement by... there were lots of different unemployed workers' unions all around Australia, a particularly strong unemployed workers' union in Brunswick, in Melbourne. And they were very strong. That actually had a lot of connection with the Communist Party of Australia, and they were able to have like hundreds of people at the drop of a hat to successfully resist evictions. But you know, that was in the throes of a really, really serious depression when so many people were being turfed out on the street, and that people, you know, there wasn't like the Residential Tenancies Act that protected people's rights in legislation. And there's been different kind of squatters movements, and there's been a few different versions of a squatters union and squatters advice services here over the years. Like in the late 80s and the 90s, there was a squatters union. Some people tried to reinvigorate that in mid-2000s. So, you know, I guess there's just been different versions of squatting assistance come and go over time.
So if people are interested in finding out what's going on in Melbourne with the housing situation and with direct action campaigns around housing, where's a website that they might be able to get more information about that?
Our website is melbourneCIO, which stands for City Is Ours. So melbourneCIO.org, and that's got the updated version of the Melbourne Squatters Guide, as well as reports and photos of actions that we've been involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that'll have links to other housing information referral websites as well.
Fantastic. So if anybody listening in the UK is planning on coming to Australia or Melbourne and looking to squat or looking to see what's going on with housing, definitely a website to check out beforehand.
Intervened on behalf of...